Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby, we better make a start.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Steve DelBianco is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 10 years, executive director of netchoice.org, NetChoice, and then the website is netchoice.org, and he's here with his Internet Advocates Watch List for Ugly Laws. I awful, it's the Halloween edition. I've got the top six awful laws across the country. Federal and local, that state laws that are impinging upon your ability to use the internet and all things associated. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. The number one on your list, though, is the one I want to talk about in this segment. You say it's a seemingly small change to Section 230 that could spell the end of something that more and more people are using every day, and I write a lot about in my new book, The Age of the Customer. It's user-generated content, which is the digital form of word of mouth. It's word of mouth on steroids. Now, how's this going to affect things?
That's a great segue, Jim. An Age of the Customer is about customers expressing how they feel about products and services. And the internet has enabled not only the expression of reviews, but for others to see the reviews before they make a purchase or book a vacation. And examples like abound, but a lot of folks have used Yelp to read user reviews of restaurants and hotels and travel destinations. Mm-hmm. And it's what makes Yelp part of Web 2.0 was user-generated content, where people put together a platform, and then users like you and I put our comments up there and our commerce. Think about it. eBay is user-generated content.
That's
because
right.
It's users that are selling things. And Craigslist is the same way. Facebook is all user-generated content, right? So it's a giant part of the growth of the internet, and it's an innovation where America has led the world. And it's been possible because of this little law that hardly anybody knows about, but it's the most important internet law that you never heard of. And like you said, Section 230 says that the platform, the Yelp, the eBay, and the Facebook, can't be held liable for state laws based on the things that the user put in there. So, for instance, Georgia, Alabama, your home state there, has libel laws that stretch back hundreds of years that make it a crime to say anything that blackens the memory of a person. Or in Louisiana, if you showed contempt for somebody. These are real words from the statute. And there are 27,000 local sheriffs around the country who have a lot of discretion bringing cases like this against someone who blackens the memory or shows contempt.
And who knows what word in what state could pop up and bite someone who says something on UGC who is doing nothing more than offering a candid evaluation.
Right, so that's sort of a First Amendment right, that if you visit a hotel or restaurant
right.
that you were extremely unhappy with the service and you expressed in a way that showed contempt for the waiter,
right?
You may be liable in Alabama for libel. But the point of Section 230, Jim, is that you couldn't hold Yelp liable for the comments that Jim Blasingame made about a waiter in Florence, Alabama. So the point here is that the platforms themselves cannot bet the liability for things that their users say.
Mm-hmm.
So that the platforms will shut down or suppress comment if they
Who's
think they're
pushing
liable.
This law? Who's pushing this amendment?
Yeah, I was afraid you'd ask. It's almost 45 state attorneys general.
What?
They all signed a letter
begging
Senator Leahy to change the federal law to allow them to bring state criminal laws.
What?
Now, they got caught up.
They
do, but they got caught up in something that human trafficking is a vile and evil practice. And when it happens, the AGs or AGs, attorneys general, are among those who try to bring the cases, and it's a lot of work for them to bring the case against the actual people trafficking. What they prefer to do is bring the case against the newspapers or websites that are used to attract customers.
But you don't have to. But you don't have to hurt law-abiding organizations in order to accomplish that.
You would think not. They could design laws that allow them to go after.
Let's don't use a hatchet when we need to use a needle.
Yeah, well, what they've decided to do is to use a bulldozer and to blow away this Section 230 law so that any state criminal
Do they understand? Do they understand the harm that they're going to do? I mean, and I'll tell you something. This won't stand. This won't stand, Steve. And I'll tell you why. You and I both know that most everyone who has any connection to the internet today either uses or benefits from UGC. However, every speech I give, I ask the audience, how many of you know what UGC is? Before I've explained it, before I talk about it, how many of you know what UGC means, user-generated content? And in an audience of 100 people, let's say, maybe one person will raise their hand, maybe no one. But my point is, even though not many people use the term, almost everybody uses UGC. And if they find out that they're being that ability is being impinged, I think they'll be rioting. I mean, people are not going to stand for this.
Jim, I think the key is to educate folks that UGC may sound like a technical term, but as soon as you explain that it's the Facebook posts, the reviews, the e-commerce, the selling of items, when you explain it that way, they say, my goodness, I mean, that's mostly what I look at
Internet. This is a huge part of the paradigm shift, Steve, that I talk about in my book, about the shift between the 10,000-year-old age of the seller to the brand-new age of the customer. UGC is a huge
part. Concept.
It's a huge part of that. And so you need to let us know what we need to do to help with this, Steve. So keep us posted on that. And thank you for bringing it to our attention. Folks, this is ridiculous. This is the kind of stuff that gets through when people like you and I aren't paying attention. So pay attention to this. Check with your state and see what they're doing on this. This is not going to work. Tin Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.